Finally then, brethren, we beseech and exhort you in the Lord Jesus that, as ye received of us how ye ought to walk and to please God, even as you do walk, that ye abound more and more. 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 1. Thessalonica was a city in the region of Macedonia. The Apostle Paul commended the brethren in Thessalonica of having turned unto God from idols to serve a living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. 1 Thessalonians 1, 9 through 10. These particular verses tell us a great deal about the life of a child of God. There is a turning from one walk of life to another, that is, serve a living and true God. The text also tells us that the life of a child of God is one of waiting. It is often difficult for man to wait. There were numerous times during the Law and the Prophets when individuals were told to wait and it didn't go over very well. One such case dealt with the king of Israel. Samaria had been besieged and famine had set in to such a degree that a woman comes to the king and says, "Help, my lord, O king." And he said, "If Jehovah do not help thee, whence shall I help thee? Out of the threshing floor or out of the winepress?" And the king said unto her, "What aileth thee?" And she answered, "This woman said unto me, Give thy son that we may eat him today, and we will eat my son tomorrow. So we boiled my son and did eat him. And I said unto her on the next day, Give thy son that we may eat him. And she hath hid her son. And it came to pass, when the king heard the words of the woman, that he rent his clothes." Now he was passing by upon the wall. And the people looked, and behold, he had sackcloth within upon his flesh. Then he said, "God do so to me, and more also, if the head of Elisha the son of Shaphath shall stand on him this day." The reason the king lashed out at Elisha is well described, saying, "Behold, this evil is of Jehovah. Why should I wait for Jehovah any longer?" 2 Kings 6, 26-31 and verse 33. Elisha the prophet had told the king to wait for Jehovah's deliverance. Yet, the situation grew to a great severity before Jehovah delivered. In Thessalonica, the brethren who waited were also dealing with persecution. The Apostle Paul had sent Timothy to Thessalonica to establish you and to comfort you concerning your faith, that no man be moved by these afflictions. For yourselves know that hereunto we are appointed. For verily, when we were with you, we told you beforehand that we are to suffer afflictions, even as it came to pass, and ye know. 1 Thessalonians 3, 2-4. Waiting is often extremely trying, but the brethren in Thessalonica were commended for so doing. The passage also tells us four things about Jesus. 1, he had died. 2, he had been raised from the dead. 3, he would be returning. And 4, he will deliver us from the wrath to come. The brethren in Thessalonica had heeded Paul's instructions as to how ye ought to walk and to please God, of which they had done. And when he said, "Do it some more," that is, that ye abound more and more. No matter where a child of God is in the kingdom, the Apostle Paul's admonition to keep expanding and to keep walking more and more is required of all. For not only did the Apostle Paul exhort them to continue in their walk, but also, concerning love of the brethren, "Ye have no need that one write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. For indeed ye do it toward all the brethren that are in Macedonia. But we exhort you, brethren, that ye abound more and more." 1 Thessalonians 4, 9 and 10. Are you abounding? Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Hebrew writer saying, "And there is no creature that is not manifest in His sight, but all things are naked and laid open before the eyes of Him with whom we have to do." Hebrews 4 and verse 13.